Palestinian and Israeli leaders say they are committed to implementing an immediate ceasefire following last week's terrorist attacks in the United States. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has ordered his security forces to use maximum restraint. Israeli leaders welcome the declaration. Foreign Minister Shimon Peres hopes that it will lead to the resumption of peace talks. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Jerusalem.
Arafat's declaration is the latest in a series of ceasefire calls from both sides since the Palestinian uprising began last September. But UN Middle East envoy Terje Larsson is hailing this announcement as a breakthrough. Last weekend, Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon pledged to end incursions into Palestinian-controlled territory and to allow his foreign minister to meet with Arafat if a ceasefire is held for 48 hours. Chief Palestinian peace negotiator Saeb Erekat says he hopes the move will clear the way for both sides to implement the Mitchell Plan.
What's significant today is that there is a call from President Arafat actually for total ceasefire, restraint, even if we're shot at, not to respond. And I believe it's a very, very, very encouraging step. We really now at this point are urging our Israeli colleagues to come back to the negotiating table to give this golden opportunity a chance.
But despite the show of goodwill on both sides, minor skirmishes broke out overnight between Israeli defense forces and Palestinian gunmen in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. No one was hurt, and both sides blamed the other for firing first. Still, the shaky truce seems to be holding. Israeli tanks withdrew from the West Bank towns of Jenin and Jericho last night, and Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has pledged to end the country's policy of targeted assassinations against suspected Palestinian militants. Arafat has instructed his forces not to shoot under any circumstances, but leaders from the main Palestinian militant group, Hamas, have rejected the ceasefire. The group, which has taken responsibility for suicide bombings inside Israel, has also assailed Arafat for pledging his support toward a U.S.-backed anti-terrorism coalition. Ismail Abu Shanab is a political leader of Hamas.
It means a surrender to Sharon. Sharon wants this. Now, when Arafat tells Palestinians to accept Israeli attacks, this means that Arafat wants the Palestinians to surrender. So we will not forget the blood of our people and the suffering of our people without anything. It's not applicable, and I'm not sure that Sharon will understand even this message.
But Israel's Prime Minister Sharon and Palestinian leader Arafat may have to understand the message. The United States has put heavy pressure on both sides to revive the peace process in the wake of the attacks in the United States. Israel's Foreign Minister Shimon Peres has welcomed the ceasefire and says Arafat must now join the U.S.-backed coalition to fight terror.
I'm very glad that this took place. There are two major reasons for his declaration. One, it's a new world, you know, divided today between terrorists and people who fight terror. He must make up his mind in which part of the world is he in. And the second, the Intifada did not really bring any brilliant result for him. For us, it's a new year, and you know, we pray, and at our new year, let's end the curses for the future.
Still, some Palestinian leaders say the curses will end once the Israeli occupation does. Guy Raz, NPR News, Jerusalem.